quickly, I want to talk to you back over in Proverbs about the success that is waiting for us here now that we are coming into this Omega Fellowship. Success, not only salvation, but the success that comes with our bi-directional faith is waiting here. And I'm going to just read verses 17 through 21 and just describe to you just what's being said. And it says here, I love them that love me. In Proverbs 8 and 17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. And the Lord really exploded this in my spirit. He said, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. He says here, and this is the purpose of getting there and the light coming on and the light being revealed and God revealing areas of that were dark and bringing us into the light, because he says, I lead in the way of righteousness, in the paths of judgment. Then he tells you why he wants to establish this righteousness. And we heard this before, but it's taken on so much more weight for me right now. It says that I may cause them. I want to manifest righteousness. I want to illuminate areas of darkness that were in your life, so righteousness can be established, that I may cause you that love me to inherit substance. And he says this, and this is what really, I mean, stuck out to me. He says, and I will fill their treasures. And I will fill their treasures. The word treasure means an armory. It means like, it would be like Fort Knox, what Fort Knox is. So what God is going to do because of our fellowship with Alpha and Omega, the promise of wealth is at the post. The real promise of absolute wealth. And I love the fact that Javon received that email, got that email, because this is one of the benefits that will come up when we have right fellowship and our authentic faith life is being walked out and fulfilled. He said, and I will fill their treasures. I will create an armory. I will create a Fort Knox, where Fort Knox is the holding, it's the holding place of the United States of America's gold, which backs our currency. So God isn't just saying, I'm going to put money in your hands. And he told me, he said, Todd, it's beyond generational wealth. He said, it's actually a place in kingdom wealth, to where your revenue, your finances will be backed by my substance, by what I hold in value. He said, in other words, your wealth, money, will never fail in your life again if you come into this place of authentic faith by way of Alpha Fellowship, the Rhema Word, and then coming unto the Father, who's the one that's ordained to bring forth manifestation. He said, I will fill your treasures.
Amen.
I will fill them. So what's coming with him, riches and honor come with him. And I understand who him is. I understand it is Alpha and Omega. It is the beginning and the ending. It is the one that commences fellowship and the one that manifests what was being fellowshipped about. As we walk in this, your wealth and your revenue is going to change. I'm telling you the truth, as sure as my name is Todd Gregory Harlan. My name means seeker of wisdom. As sure as my name means seeker of wisdom, I'm telling you right now, riches and honor are here. That's why you're pressed. That's why the enemy does not want you to see, doesn't mind you just hearing, but he doesn't want you coming into the place where this thing becomes tangible and visible. He doesn't want you in fellowship with the Father. He wants you only in half of the equation. Well, the devil's a liar, because that's changing now. Yvonne said she felt like she was in a matrix, that everything shifted, like her world got turned upside down or upside right. And that's what happens when you come in to complete fellowship. So take note of this and take heart. I'm telling you, and let this be yet another, if it will be, an incentive to you to know that God is not just there standing there to try to give you salvation, but he told us in the beginning of this series that we would come into a bi-directional place of faith, of salvation and success. And he wants you to know without a doubt that when we touch this place and the light stays on by the power of Omega Fellowship, you're going to come into wealth. I'm going to come into wealth. Wealth is already hovering all around me. It's already hovering all, I mean, literally hovering all around me.
Amen.
And only thing I have to do is stay in the light as he is in the light, and he's going to release what's already hovering all around me. And it's going to hover around you, and it's going to be released into you. And you will walk in wealth. It's a guarantee. Because he says, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. He's talking about money.
Amen.
That verse in verse 18, he's talking about durable riches. He's talking about money. He's not just talking about being wealthy in the spirit, having wealth and peace and joy, which is absolutely wonderful, second to none. But God is also going to give us a paradigm shift in our finance. And it's on the way. It's on the way, and hell can't stop it. It's coming. It's coming. Nights like tonight, when you press in and you come into this word and you hear this word and you walk in this word, that you're going to see it. You're going to absolutely see it. So that's the first encouraging word that the Lord wanted to share with you tonight, that by doing this, you're coming into another realm of wealth and success guaranteed. Omega Fellowship was a major key for this unlocking. Major key. I've been wanting to teach this and sit on it for a while. Now I know that I can, because it's complete now, coming into not just Alpha, but Alpha and Omega Fellowship. So now I know we're heading to the place of completion. If you can see my screen, I just changed it. Just say amen if you can see the change on the screen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to spend a few on this particular, this sound here, and this particular message tonight. When you're in the light, you're in Omega Fellowship. We've been learning about coming into Alpha and Omega Fellowship. We've been learning about coming into fellowship with the Son. He is the Lord of the Rhema, and that's where it commences. He's the beginning. And then God the Father, God the Son is the beginning, and then God the Father is the ending. Kurt had mentioned something the other day. Well, it was really powerful. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. And it kind of gives order to our fellowship with that particular understanding. It gives us an order. The Father was first, but he's going to be last in fellowship. Christ came after the Father. The Father created Jesus. In fact, the Bible declares he's the first of all of his creation. Anything that the Father made, the first thing the Father made was Jesus. And he was the first in creation, but the Father was created. Obviously, the Father was here before him. But he's the last in fellowship. And that is pretty much the order of it. And coming into full fellowship with both the Father and the Son, it will bring such balance. It will bring, not Jesus will turn the light on through Rhema, but the Father tonight, I want to show you, is the one that's going to keep the light on. And while the light stays on, manifestation is taking place. When the light has come on, the Bible declares in the book of Mark that the enemy comes to steal the word so that it will become unfruitful. So in other words, when the light is on, it's already fruitful. There's already deliverance. There's already manifestation. When the light is on and you can see your darkness, you're basically out of the trouble, because you see what the trouble was. It's just when we allow obscurity to come in, we allow shade to come back over it. And then it seems like we're not delivered, and it gets hidden from us. What gets hidden? The truth gets hidden. And so it appears that we're back in darkness. But in essence, when the light came on, you came out of darkness. Yeah. Darkness and light can't stand in the same room. So please tell me, if light is shining on your dark area, how can you be still in darkness? You're not. But the Omega Fellowship will sustain the light. And here we go. We pick up in 1 Corinthians 4:6. It says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we read this, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So God has caused, through the word of Jesus, the word has caused a light to come on, and that's when the Father steps in. The word light means to make, to see, or to enlighten. When the Lord causes through Rhema for you to see what was dark in your life and where there was a place of a bondage in your life, when light shines, you're no longer in that darkness, period. Period. Because the light of God's opinion has come alive. Oh, so we've learned that, but we're going to go further over in the book of 1 John 1:3-7. All right. We gotta stay in this place of fellowship with the Father to stay in the enlightenment. And the staying in the enlightenment will cause us to stay in deliverance. It's in Christ that we become delivered. Anytime we go back into a place of shadiness because of lack of fellowship with the Father, then the light goes out, per se. Or we leave the light. Let me use that instead. We walk away from the light. But watch this. Watch this, guys. It says, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye may also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4, and these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. Verse 4 starts to kick in to the revelation of having fellowship with the Father, fellowship with Omega. Anytime you see joy becoming full, it's usually because there's some type of reference of the Father being there. We saw it over in the book of John when we talked about a woman when she's in travail. But after the fullness of time and a man is brought into the world, her joy, she's nothing. She doesn't remember her travail anymore. Her joy, because joy that a man has come in. Jesus, paraphrasing what Jesus said, he said, right now you guys have sorrow, but I will see you again. And when I see you again, you shall ask me nothing, but you shall ask my Father. And my Father will give it you so that your joy might be full. So anytime we see the full being referenced, it's because of fellowship with the Father. The word full means complete. So verse 5 then goes on to tell us here even more. This then is the message. Here's the message of how to get your joy full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Verse 6 is a major key. If we say that we have fellowship with him, there it is, and walk in darkness, we're lying. And do not the truth. We're not doing what we know to do. If we have darkness, that means we walked away from Omega Fellowship. That means we're not doing the truth. We're not doing what we learned about coming in to Alpha and then talking to the Omega, the Father, concerning about what Alpha has revealed, what Jesus has revealed. So now darkness comes in because of not having that fellowship with him. Verse 6 again, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. That's so simple. Darkness can only come as a result to not having fellowship with God. If we're in fellowship with God the Father, listen to me. He's only light. In him, there is no darkness. The darkness that was revealed by the Rhema word, by the Alpha Fellowship, that darkness that once held you in captivity can no longer hold you in captivity as long as you stay in fellowship. Why? With God the Father, because he will keep the light on. In him, there is no darkness at all.
Amen.
If you understand what I'm saying, say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So if we say that we have fellowship with him, and we're walking in darkness, we are lying, and we're not doing the truth. I love verse 7. Here's the key. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another. This is a key for you to understand whether or not you're in the light with God, with the Father. It's the truth. When you're in illumination with the Father, it causes fellowship one with another. Javon had an experience, and it caused her to fellowship with us concerning that experience. Why? Because the light was on, and the light is on. And it causes us to have fellowship one with another. And in the midst of that fellowship, watch this, it activates the blood of Jesus. That rhema word coming out of that fellowship activates the blood of Jesus, which will cleanse the rest of us from all sin. It cleanses us. Jesus said, you are now clean by the words in which I speak on, have spoken unto you. It will cleanse us because you're in fellowship. If someone's in fellowship with both the Father and the Son, if someone's walking in the light as he is in the light, it will cause fellowship. It will cause fellowship one with another. So we benefit from that. And we share those experiences with that from that. And it activates the blood because you're speaking a full, complete rhema. You're speaking a complete word because that word was not just what you heard. That word's what you heard and seen. Let me show you again. It says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. Oh, snap. That's a different rhema. It's a rhema that's coming from the realm of seeing and hearing. And it says how they got that, because their fellowship was with the Father and the Son. So they're giving something they didn't just hear, but they saw. They saw manifestation. Somebody say praise the Lord if you hear me.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You're still with me. All right. So now it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, this is where it happens. This is what happens when we leave the omega side of fellowship here. The word darkness means ignorance of respecting divine things. So we fall into an ignorance of respecting what was once revealed. It was revealed this way, but then we fall into an ignorance. That means we're not fellowshipping with the Father. It means shade caused by interception of light. Oh, that means something is shading out or causing a reflection, or let me give it to you like this, an image cast by an object. That means there's something in the way preventing omega fellowship. So now that image or whatever's in the way that's causing it, that's the darkness. And that's where we're losing the fellowship and we're not seeing the manifestation. Because once God reveals or Jesus reveals the darkness on the inside of us, the imperfections on the inside of us, now fellowship with the Father will cause consistent illumination. I'm going to show you. We're going to go deep now. But we allow things to get in the way of that, and now darkness is back, and now we're missing the full post experience of deliverance and manifestation because we're not taking it to the next level. So now an image is coming in and disrupting that. We're rushing at the post. We're rushing at the gate. So now the object, and it represents the form of that object. So now the whatever it is that was once there, that was revealed, was once revealed as being darkness, light shined on it, but you didn't take your fellowship all the way. So now you're in a place of stagnation, and now it's kind of obscuring the light that once was given by the rhema, by Alpha. So here's a Holy Ghost note. The light of the knowledge of God's glory has shined in our hearts or minds. If we are in darkness, we really don't have fellowship with God the Father. For fellowship with the Father is all about results. The results of being in fellowship with the Father is manifestation of the light, which we must equate with being his glory or his opinion. So now the opinion he gave by shining the light about darkness has now come into manifestation. This is the result of authentic faith reaching fellowship with him and ending up in the light, just as he is in the light. So now this thing, while I'm in there, I've been there so many times at the gate where God is revealing something. And as he's revealing, Jesus is revealing something, and as he's revealing it, I shift my fellowship to the Father. And now all of a sudden, I have power. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens. I have power over all things, over the situation, over the issues, over this net. So my now consistency is necessary to keep me in the light, to stay in that place of deliverance. Don't ever say you didn't get delivered at the gate when you've had the post experience, a true post. Don't ever say it. Because the same deliverance that came to you is waiting for you if you ever walk back in darkness. It's waiting for you. The burden really is removed and the yoke is destroyed in Christ. It really is gone. It really is. Because what happens when you come back there, there's a reminder that comes to what he's done and what he said. And the same strength that you once got will return back unto you. There's real deliverance there.
Amen.
But the Bible says this, it says this in verse 7, but if we walk in the light, you can't just have a light experience. The Bible says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have to walk in it. The Bible declares over in the book of Galatians, if we live in the spirit, we must walk therein. There's a difference between just having a light experience and walking in it, meaning stay at home, don't move, remain in the light. Your deliverance is in the light. Manifestation is in the light. Don't come out of the light. How do I stay in the light, Apostle? Stay in Alpha and Omega fellowship. Same thing that got you there, stay there. My pastor said that to me when I was getting counsel about marrying my wife. She said, the very thing that brought you guys here. And it was prayer, because that's what prophets and I have always done. We prayed. She said, the very thing that brought you here, she said, stay there. It'll keep you here. And it's the truth. It says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we'll consistently have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus will keep us clean, and we won't have any issues. Somebody say amen.
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 All right, now watch this here. Watch this. So the results of being in fellowship with the Father is manifestation of the light, which we understand. I want to show you something here, why healing takes place there in right fellowship. I want to show you something. I don't believe I read this scripture to you. I know I shared it with a couple of you, but I don't believe I've shared it with the whole entire ministry or on a podcast. The stripes of Christ are for those that are in right fellowship with Alpha and Omega. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5, watch this. This is what happens when you're in right fellowship. I see you, Evangelist Benita, if you're under the sound of my voice. I see this scripture being yours. It belongs to you. This is your scripture right now. It says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, see that word stripes? With his stripes, we are healed. With his stripes, we are healed. Now, the word stripes is an amazing word. It means coupled together, or it means have fellowship with. That's what stripes means. People want healing in their lives. Christians want healing, but they don't understand to have the power of the stripes released. It's going to have to, you're going to have to be in a place of right fellowship. It's going to have to be with an understanding of the Son and the Father. Having Alpha and Omega fellowship will release the power of his stripes. Because in releasing his stripes, see, listen, everybody, listen, anybody seeking the forgiveness of their transgressions, wounds will deal with that. Bruises will deal with those that have iniquities. Yeah, you're blessed there. The chastisement of our peace, yes, that was upon him. But with his stripes, we are healed. This is where healing comes from. And it means to have fellowship. Listen, it could actually read like this. It could say this. It could say, and with his fellowship, you are healed. Or with his friendship, you are healed. So when you have right fellowship with God, that's why manifestation of those stripes is coming. It's coming. He's going to heal you in every area of your life. He will heal your finance. He will heal your body. He will heal your relationships. He will heal everything that went left field on you. He will heal it. But it comes by right fellowship. The church without Alpha and Omega fellowship is the church that's without healing. And that's the problem. Jesus has been trying to get us over to the Omega side of things, to the place of results. And in order for me to get there, I must have fellowship with the Father and the Son. He said here again, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye may also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So if I'm going to have the power of stripes, the power of healing in my life, I'm going to have Alpha and Omega fellowship. I'm going to have to make a friend of the triune God and not just God the Son. But I need to know if he wills to introduce me to God the Father, then he's willing to introduce me to the power of his stripes. He's going to show me where healing really is for my life and where it is for your life. Amen.
Amen.
All right, now, so the Lord told me this. He also said to me in another Holy Ghost note, he said that lukewarmness is to be positioned between the darkness and the light. It's the place when you're not blind to the truth, but you're not moving in the light or the glory of his opinion or his opinion. You're essentially stuck between carnality and spirituality. It's vitally important to continue moving into the light. And in order to do this, the dialogue with the Father at the post must be consistent. The writer says in verse 4, 1 John 1, that he's saying these things so that our joy might be full or complete. In other words, the writer is revealing the benefit of Omega fellowship there. Look at how James reveals it. He says it like this. In James chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, he says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Man, that's powerful. He's noted as the Father of lights. The word the Father of lights means to shine. This is the one that makes it. He's the Father that makes shine, or the Father that makes manifest. See, that's the importance of staying in the Omega side of fellowship as well as Alpha. Not just hearing the word, but getting the word you heard and talking to the Father of lights. He's the Father of illumination. That when he's in the fellowship, he's going to continue to remind me or continue to show me. He's going to show me where darkness was. He's going to keep the light on. And then eventually he becomes the vine dresser and the prune, the vine dresser, he will prune and cut away each branch not bearing fruit. He's going to knock this thing off the block. But he's the one. He keeps the light on. Staying in right fellowship will keep the light on. And if the light stays on, you're walking in your deliverance. You're walking in the manifest blessing of the kingdom. So he's the one that causes the manifestation to come. After the Alpha fellowship turns on the light, Alpha fellowship turns it on. The Father will manifest what that light has revealed. He's the one we have been learning or that as we have been learning to make it manifest. He is the Father of manifestation. Now listen, it says in him, there is no shadow of turning. Watch this, it's powerful. It says obscuration. So while I'm staying in fellowship, there's no obscuration. I don't get any shade that we talked about earlier. I don't get any object. There'll be no object that will obscure the light. In other words, the situation won't arise to obscure the light that I'm under. There is no shadow. If I stay with him, there is no shadow of turning. There won't be any obscurity. There won't be any obscuration. There won't be any. Light will stay on. I will always be in his opinion. I will always be in his glory. Hallelujah. I will dwell where darkness can't come and find me again.
Amen.
There'll be no shade cast by any object.
Amen.
No more interruptions. God revealed this, then it's going to stay like that. Why? Because I'm going to stay in Alpha and Omega fellowship. Fellowship with the Father too. Because in him there is no shadow of turning. He'll keep the light on. He'll keep the light on. Hallelujah. So in other words, when we stay in Omega fellowship, there will be nothing that once was in darkness that will be able to hinder us again. Alpha and Omega fellowship are both vital for our authentic faith life. It's vital for consistent salvation and success. Truly, it's all about walking in the light as he is in the light.
Hallelujah.
It really is. It's all about walking now. It's all about walking in the light. Imagine the Bible saying this. Imagine the Bible saying, if it says, if you live in the Spirit, walk ye therein. That would be like, the Lord showed me a while ago, a long time ago, he said, that would be like living in your house and not experiencing any other room. You sit in one room and never move. He said, that's what it means to live in the Spirit and not walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit is always progression. There's always something fresh. There's always newness. It's consistency. Walking in the light, it means being consistent. Be consistent. Why would you want to go back to darkness? And God just showed you how not to go back to darkness. Have fellowship with both the Father and the Son. You won't have to keep the light on. It's not for you to keep the light on. The Father will keep the light on. The Father of lights will keep the light on. There'll be no shadow of turning. No more objects blocking the view of God's opinion. Listen, if the opinion of God stays before you, do you think you're going to walk in failure? And his opinion is right there in your spirit, right there in your soul. You're never going to walk in that darkness again. Remember, everything is coming from the place of our subconscious realm. Everything comes from there. Every mistake we make comes from the subconscious realm. I think it's 90 or so percent of all the mistakes we make. Imagine having God's opinion saturated in your subconscious. You're not going to make mistakes anymore.
Amen.
Somebody give me the word for subconscious realm. What's it called?
Theta.
Theta. There you go. And you stay in, and your theta stays cleansed with God's opinion. And it will if you stay in the light. How do I stay in the light? Fellowship with both the Father and the Son. When Rhema comes, take that Rhema to the Father and just talk to him about it. Tell the Father of manifestation, finish this now, please. Father of all results, go ahead, bring these results. Bring him in on it, and the light will stay on. Manifestation comes, and freedom comes. And that's all I have for you tonight. That's all I've got for tonight.
Amen, Jesus.
But I pray it found you tonight. I really pray that it really found you, and I pray that you got it in every way. And I want you to walk in the blessing of it. I really, really do. I really do, because I intend to continue to strive, to continue to make my way into perfect fellowship with both the Father and the Son. I'm recognizing now where I'm so saturated at times in the rhema that I saw this before, and he's allowing me to see it again, where I can always, I'm so saturated in the word that I have this invitation just to go right to the Father. Because the rhema word is already Jesus. It's already him. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So because I'm saturated in the rhema, I just start speaking. Oftentimes just go, hey, Father.
Amen.
I don't have to get charged up a lot of times in the rhema. I'm already there. It's taking me over. And in most occasions, but sometimes I do feel disconnect. And I'll go get that reconnect by getting in the study. And I'll go right through the Son to get to the Father again.
Yes, God.
And when I get to him, there's this weightiness of blessed assurance, as the old saints used to say, that comes over me. Ah, glory. I believe some of you are in that right now. Right this very moment. The stripes are for those that have fellowship, true fellowship with the Father and the Son. By his stripes, we are healed. Healing is flowing even right now. It's moving right now. Deliverance is here. The Father's here. The Father's here. He's ready to take over the battle and show you the power that he possesses in bringing you results. The word of our Lord Jesus has led us unto him. And the Father will be glorified as we bear much fruit. That's where he gets blessed. When you bear much fruit, when he's able to manifest, the Father's glorified when he's able to bring forth manifestation. He glorifies him. That's what Jesus told us. So let him bring it forth for you. Let him finish it. Let him do it. And even right now, you're in the presence of the Father right now. You can call on him to finish some things that you need done. You have access to him through the word of his Son. The rhema word that he's given us on this thing has brought us right to the throne of the Father. Jesus, we bless you for your word. We bless you for your word. Father, finish these things. Finish the things we need done. I feel the hovering of finance and wealth around me. Bring it into manifestation. And as you manifest it for me, manifest it for all that are at your post, having fellowship with you. I pray, Father, these things in which we've heard establish us in these truths. Father, help us to abide here to where the light stays on consistently. Hey, and let no weapon, formed against us prosper. Let no obscurity come back ever again. Keep the light on. Just as you do on the menorah, you keep the light on. You keep that center candle burning. And it feeds all the rest. But it's sustained. I pray, Master, do the same in us. Father, do the same in us. No more dark moments. No more moments of ignorance. No more moments where we can't see you. Keep the light on, Father, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.